Hello, this is Priya reading Winthrop Sun transcript published on Thursday, August 20, 2026. Winthrop Schools to Consider Expanding Space for FKO Program by Adam Swift. The Winthrop School Committee is going to take a closer look at seeing if there is additional space in the public schools to house for kids only FKO after school program. While the FKO program is not a public schools program, the Winthrop schools have worked closely with FKO over the past decades in their mission to provide after-school care for Winthrop students. At last week's school committee meeting, FKO Executive Director Brianna Flannery talked about the relationship with the Winthrop schools and the growing needs of FKO. I just wanted to say thank you for our partnership over the years and always sharing space with us through agreements over the years, said Flannery. We currently are at the Gorman Fort Banks School. We also have our facility at 233 Winthrop Street. We have been operating at the Gorman Fort Banks with an enrollment of between 55 and 60 children a day. But Flannery said the need in the community for after-school care is much greater than before. Families, I think, are going back to work and more families are in need of care here. And looking ahead, we have more families in need of programming, said Flannery. Flannery said she has talked with Superintendent of Schools Lisa Howard about utilizing more space in the school and what that would look like for FKO and the district. We are already maxing out our facility on Winthrop Street, so it's not like we can serve more kids there, said Flannery. I think families want to stay inside the school that the kids love and not get on a school bus and have to leave. So we are just looking to have a conversation about opportunities in that school building and most importantly, to be able to continue partnering and doing whatever we can to expand learning and support families here in town. Howard said she has been working with FKO over the past decade, noting that there was no after-school programming during the COVID pandemic. Otherwise, she said, the schools and FKO have been working with a rental agreement that can fluctuate based on the amount of extra custodial care needed in the building. Howard said there have been discussions with the school committee before about those rental rates and how they are determined. At this point in time, it would be my suggestion that Buildings and Grounds Subcommittee take a look at the current agreement, get some information from me and the custodial staff around building use, said Howard. The superintendent said there are limitations for the use of the school buildings given the needs of the school system and the hours they are open. Howard said there has been talk about the use of classroom space for FKO in the past, but that it could be tricky to configure because of teachers' needs to prepare their classrooms for the next day. Then there are always the custodial cleaning issues, said Howard. Gorman Fort Banks is not a new building, and there are quite a bit of building-level issues that have been appearing to keep up with, so they have some input into it. They are also the people who do the extra work, so they enjoy the overtime component that comes with it. Now to the next. Bids received to remove unsafe pyre structure by Adam Swift. Winthrop has received bids to take down an unsafe wooden pyre structure on Grandview Avenue. The low bidder came in at $15,900 to remove that structure. Town manager Tony Marino stated in his report to the town council this week. The old wooden pyre bulkhead structure is at 242 and 244 Grandview Avenue at the end of Maryland Avenue. We have also contracted with Grady Consulting to have survey plans made for these two parcels so we can determine who owns the structure and land along the coastline, said Marino. We are also planning on obtaining plans and pricing for a riprap option to be installed to prevent erosion in front of these two homes. Installing any riprap structure will require local approval from our Conservation Commission and DEP. In other business, Marino said the town has received its final FEMA approval of the hazard mitigation plan. The effective date of the plan is August 14, 2026, and it is valid for 5 years until April 13, 2031. Thank you to the town council and the entire hazard mitigation team for their hard work to create this document, said Marino. The town manager said the fiscal year 2027 water rate presentation is on the town's website for review. The new water rate starting on July 1, 2026 will be $27.69, which is a 0.85 in increase over the FY26 rate of $26.84. The yearly increase in the MWRA assessment as well as our previously approved capital projects accounts for most of the increase, said Marino. In positive financial news, Marino said the town received its official Standard and Poor's rating letter after the town had an update call with them a few weeks ago. We maintained our AA+ rating, which will help us secure favorable interest rates when we go out to bond the new fire station funds, Marino stated. He also noted that the River Street TIP project is finishing, as crews finished stripping last week and are finishing up the landscape details. We thank everyone of their patience as this project wraps up this fall, Marino said. Now to the next. Accessible Adventures returns to Deer Island for a day of free inclusive fun by Transcript staff. Winthrop residents of all abilities are invited to enjoy the outdoors during Accessible Adventures, a fun day at Deer Island, scheduled for Saturday, August 29, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Organized by the Winthrop Commission on Disability and the Friends of Winthrop Beach, the free events aims to celebrate accessible outdoor recreation in a relaxed and welcoming environment. Attendees can look forward to a variety of family-friendly, inclusive activities designed so everyone can make the most of the scenic peninsula. The event features everything from adaptive cycling and pedicab rides to a narrated harbor cruise. Activities throughout the afternoon include fishing lessons at the Deer Island Pier running from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. These sessions include all necessary gear such as bait, rods and reels. Chairs and volunteer support will be available to assist participants. Pedicab rides between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. A driver from Trike Hub will take attendees and a friend around the island to point out the beautiful sights. Adaptive cycling. Try out a variety of adaptive bikes suited for different mobility needs. MV Massachusetts Harbor Cruise. From 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., attendees can grab a seat on a boat cruise around the island. The ride includes a narrated history of the island and surrounding areas. Organizers note that the reservations for all activities are on a first-come, first-served basis. The boat cruise is limited to the first 250 attendees and tickets will be distributed directly at the event. Registering online does not guarantee a spot on the boat. Event partners include the MWRA Mass Advocates Standing Strong Access to Community and Friendship, WINARC, and the Division of Marine Fisheries. Attendees are encouraged to bring a picnic lunch and plenty of sunscreen to enjoy the views. The event will take place rain or shine through extreme all-day weather will cancel the festivities. While the event is free, attendees are asked to register in advance to ensure enough fishing equipment and bikes are available. Those requesting specific accommodations are especially encouraged to register early. Registration can be completed online via Eventbrite or by calling 617-240-2487. 617-240-2487. Now to the next. News briefs. Healy announces public listening sessions to lower health care costs for families and small businesses. The Healy Driscoll administration has announced a series of 6 public listening sessions as it moves forward with recommendations to lower health care costs for Massachusetts families and small businesses, hosted by the Division of Insurance. The virtual sessions will gather input from patients, providers, insurers, employers, and other stakeholders to help shape new state regulations aimed at lowering costs and stabilizing insurance premiums. The sessions are a next step in implementing recommendations released this month by Governor Healy. Healy's Healthcare Affordability Working Group, which brought together healthcare providers, insurers, employers, labor and consumer advocates to identify immediate and long-term ways to make healthcare more affordable. Healthcare costs are too high and they are putting real pressure on families and small businesses across Massachusetts, said Governor Maura Healy. We created our Healthcare Affordability Working Group and brought together patients, providers, insurers, and employers to identify ways to lower costs, and now we are moving those recommendations forward. These listening sessions are important next step in delivering meaningful relief. If we want to make healthcare more affordable, we need to hear directly from the people who are paying these bills and navigating the system every day, said Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. These sessions will help us get the details right as we move forward with changes to lower costs for residents and small businesses. The listening sessions will focus on two recommendations from the Governor's Healthcare Affordability Working Group that DOI is moving forward: reducing out-of-network costs, developing new standards to protect patients and reduce excessive out-of-network healthcare costs, stabilizing the small business and individual markets, exploring changes to strengthen the individual and small group insurance market and help moderate premiums. DOI will hold all six listening sessions virtually. Additional information, include topics and registration details for each session, will be available as the dates approach: Wednesday, September 9 at 11 a.m., Thursday, October 1 at 10 a.m., Monday, October 5 at 10 a.m., Monday, October 19 at 10 a.m., Monday, November 2 at 10 a.m., Thursday, November 5 at 10 a.m. Patients, consumer advocates, healthcare providers, insurers, employers, and other interested stakeholders are encouraged to participate. For more information, see Division of Insurance Listening Sessions on Out-of-Network Costs and Listening Sessions on Stabilizing Insurance Markets to Drive Down Premium Costs. Chamber of Commerce. Next, Chamber of Commerce to host End of Summer Bash on August 30. The Winthrop Chamber of Commerce is kicking off the final days of summer with its End of Summer Bash on Sunday, August 30 from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at French Square. The community is invited to enjoy an afternoon of fun, food, shopping, and entertainment with 25-plus vendors, featuring delicious food, beer, gifts, crafts, and more. There will be plenty for the kids to enjoy, including a bouncy house, pie-eating contest, balloon twisters, shell painting, and other activities. A DJ will be on hand to keep the party going, with music throughout the afternoon. The event is free and open to the public, making it a great way for families, friends, and neighbors to come together and celebrate the end of summer in Winthrop. Annual Purple Bow Campaign. Next, Annual Purple Bow Campaign to honor overdose victims. Volunteers across Winthrop and surrounding cities will tie 1,200 purple bows to lampposts and poles as part of the 5th annual Adopt a Pole for Overdose Awareness campaign. The campaign runs from August 20 through International Overdose Awareness Days on August 31, with bows staying up through Recovery Month in September. Each purple bow includes a name tag personalized with the name of a loved one lost to overdose. The goal of the campaign is to raise awareness and overdose, promote non-stigmatized remembrance, and support grieving families and friends. The official kickoff takes place Thursday, August 20 at 12 p.m. at North Suffolk Community Services Recovery on the Harbor, located at 979 Bennington Street in East Boston. Next, Rock of Ages brings the 1980s Sunset Strip to North Shore Music Theatre. Set in 1987 on Hollywood's infamous Sunset Strip, Rocks of Ages tells a story of Drew, a boy from South Detroit, and Sherry, a small-town girl chasing her dreams of stardom. When their paths collide at the legendary Bourbon Room, sparks fly, but their love and ambitions are tested as the strip faces destruction from greedy developers determined to silence the music. Bursting with heart, humor, and pure rock and roll energy, this high-octane musical features the iconic hits of Bon Jovi, Journey, Foreigner, Poison, and more. Rock of Ages is a larger-than-life celebration of love, music, and the wild spirit of the 1980s that will have audiences singing along and ready to rock all night. Rock of Ages is playing at North Shore Music Theatre through August 23, 2026. Performance run Tuesday through Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., with matinees on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday at 2 p.m. For tickets and information, call 978-232-7200. 978-232-7200. Visit nsmt.org or visit the box of it at office at 54 Dunham Road, Beverly, MA. Now to the next. On the campaign trail, State Representative Jeff Turco seeks re-election to 19th Suffolk Street. State Representative Jeffrey Jeffrey Turco has announced his intention to seek re-election, the following is his statement. Dear friends, I am seeking re-election to be a state representative for the 19th Suffolk District representing all of Winthrop and nearly half of the city of Revere, so that I can continue to fight for the progress and solutions that serve you. As a lifelong resident of Revere 33 years and Winthrop 22 years, I have been shaped by these two great communities. These communities taught me the value of faith, family, hard work, and the belief in the American dream. My neighbors growing up were largely police officers, fighters, firefighters, and union, carpenters, plumbers, and electricians, all hardworking men and women who were proud to be part of building a better community and country for themselves, their children, and their grandchildren. I still believe in our communities and in the American dream. It is for this reason my wife Melissa and I chose to settle here and to raise our six children, Rosario, Mary, Joseph, Dominic, Grace, and Matthew here. As a longtime board member of the McCarthy Trifon Recreation Committee, former board member and president of the Revere Beach Partnership, a coach for Winthrop Little League, a lector and parish council member at St. Michael the Archangel Church, former Winthrop Town Council president, three-time 2000, 2004, and 2008, elected member of the Democrat State Committee, and a member of the Immaculate Conception Parish School Board, I have worked to give back to two communities that have given me and my family so much. Giving back is, of course, a biblical command. To those who much is given, much is expected. During my first race for state representative, I promised to focus on addressing the scourge of drugs and addiction. Second, the need for improved vocational school opportunities for our children. Third, our always supporting our public safety community. And fourth, to always be a voice for the forgotten working class that continues to pay the bills in this commonwealth. I am pleased to take account of the progress made to date. It is worth noting that nothing gets done on Beacon Hill without many hands, many voices, and lots of compromise, and so all of my colleagues deserve credit for working to put people before politics in working to find solutions such as 1. Passing the most comprehensive substance use addiction treatment reform in a generation, giving hope to more families and the afflicted for the first time in generation. 2. Opening the new Northeast Regional Vocational School this fall at 150% of its previous capacity, increasing opportunities for tomorrow's union carpenters, electricians, plumbers, healthcare workers, and other trade careers. 3. Improving the working conditions for members of our public safety community, including removal of dangerous PFAS from fire safety equipment, cost-free cancer screening for firefighters, retirement reform for those forced out of work because of crimes of violence, amongst many others. For these reasons, every major public safety union, fire, and police have endorsed my re-election. I am honored to have their support and to always beg them. 4. Decreasing the cost of living by working with my colleagues and Governor Healey to enact a $1.2 billion tax cut, the largest in the history of the Commonwealth. In addition, we made school break fast and lunch free for every child in the Commonwealth because children can't learn if they are hungry and worker families need financial relief. We have also invested unprecedented money in both our public schools and our public transit, while demanding better results and improved service. All of these efforts are focused on improved affordability and quality of life for our neighbors. There is so much more to celebrate and so much more to work on. As elected officials, we have an obligation to lead and to demonstrate that despite the national political scene, we in Massachusetts can work through differences while we focus on what is best for our constituents. For this reason, I am honored to have the endorsement of Governor Healey. Despite our disagreements, we have worked together on her tax cut bill, on a pending energy rate relief bill, on our mutual support of our public safety community, on reform of our healthcare delivery system, and on demanding consistent improvements in our public education system. For the past 2 years, I have been privileged to serve as the House Vice Chairman of the Joint Committee on Veteran and Federal Affairs and as a member of the Joint Committee on Telecommunications, Utilities, and Energies. These community assignments allow me to make sure our veterans are always top of mind in all policy-making decisions and to be a voice for the working class in the fight against crushingly high utility bills. This work continues every day. Finally, to the nearly 3,500 constituents who have contacted my office over the past 5.5 years for assistance, thank you for reaching out and for the opportunity to assist you in your time of need. In the end, 90% of this job is helping people, and you have given me that great honor. As the primary season nears its finish, I ask for your continued trust, confidence, and your vote in the September 1, 2026 Democrat primary. I will continue to fight for you every day. If you have any questions or concerns, please email me at jrturco@aol.com or call my cell phone at 508-405-8843. Be well, Jeffrey Rosario Turco, State Representative. Now to the next. Back to school. New school year in Winthrop begins on September 2 for students. Students head back to school in Winthrop on Wednesday, September 2. There will be 2 full days of school, with school being closed for the Labor Day weekend on Friday, September 4 and Monday, September 7, before students hit their regular schedule for the year on Tuesday, September 8. The last day of school, provided there are no snow days, is currently scheduled for Wednesday, June 16, which will be a half day if the storms hit hard this school year. The last day of school with 5 snow days is set for Thursday, June 24. Winter break begins with a half day on Wednesday, December 23, with students returning to school in the new year on Monday, January 4. February vacation is set for February 15 to 19, and April vacation is from April 19 to 23. The dates for the WHS Class of 27 graduation has yet to be set. The new school year will see some familiar faces in new positions. Former middle school principal Brian Curley is taking on a new position as the interim assistant superintendent. To fill the opening at the middle school, superintendent of schools Lisa Howard appointed Nathan Lamar as the interim principal. Lamar was a chairperson of the Special Education Evaluation Team, which is an administrative position at the middle school. He has past experience as a principal in a charter school and as an assistant principal in Boston Public Schools. Howard has said the district will take a look at the assistant superintendent position over the coming year to see if it will be retained in its current state or if adjustments will be made to the positions. She has stated that the interim positions could become permanent. Now to the next. Tips to ace math class this school year. State point, math is often the most challenging class in a student's course load, but it doesn't have to be. Follow these tips to prevent feeling frazzled and overwhelmed this school year. Find study buddies. Staying on top of your A game can be simple as making some friends in your class. Find some study buddies to remain accountable and work through difficult problems together. Check in with your teacher. If you are having trouble with any particular concept, don't be afraid to reach out to your teacher. Ask questions during class or request to see them before or after class for a little extra support. Equip yourself to succeed. A well-designed scientific calculator can simplify learning and make test days less stressful. The FX300ES plus B second edition from Casio is affordable, user-friendly, and a good choice for everyday math needs. Its natural textbook displays show results and formulas as they typically appear in textbooks, making it easier to read and understand complex equations, and its clearly labeled buttons are intuitive to use. With a total of 262 functions, and it's great for middle school, high school, and college students across a variety of mathematical subjects including algebra, trigonometry, and statistics. Plus, it's reliable and convenient. With a single AAA battery, its efficient power supplies last approximately 3 years, and its slim size easily fits into backpacks and drawers. Don't save math homework for last. If math is not your favorite subject, it can be tempting to put this homework off for the last. To avoid burnout, consider approaching the subjects that are most difficult for you when you are still fresh. Get help online. Free online resources can help you gain more practice and improve your math skills. For example, Casio's ClassPad, Net offers a clean, versatile workspace for performing essential primary computational and trigonometric functions, visualizing expressions and analyzing functions. There are also many YouTube and TikTok content creators offering math tutorials and advice along with demonstrations on how to make the most of specific calculator models. With new study habits and the right tools, you can ensure math class is fun, engaging, and never a source of stress. Now to the next. More than a checkup, the vital role of annual well child visits by Dr. Anna Stankovic. As families prepare for the upcoming school year, many are focused on school supply schedules and getting back to routines. But one of the most important back to school steps happens before the first day of class, scheduling a well child visit, because many pediatric and family practice schedules often fill quickly throughout the summer. Now is an ideal time for parents to make appointments. These preventive visits help ensure children and adolescents are ready for the year ahead, not only academically, but physically, emotionally, and developmentally. What is a well child visit? Well child visits are annual preventive appointments with a pediatrician or family medicine provider. Sometimes referred to as physicals, these visits help track a child's overall health and development, including growth and developmental milestones, immunizations and preventive screenings, vision and hearing checks, emotional and behavioral health. Beyond these clinical measures, well child visits also give parents a chance to complete school or sports form and raise any concerns before the school year begins. More importantly, they create dedicated time for families and providers to discuss a child's overall well-being, connecting physical health with emotional wellness and any developmental concerns that may affect school in success in school and at home. Mental health is part of overall health. The broader view of a checkup may be especially important when it comes to mental health. A child's emotional well-being may be closely linked to their physical health. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, approximately 1 in 5 children ages 3 to 17 in the U.S. has a diagnosable mental, emotional, or behavioral disorder. Mental health needs can look different depending on age and stage of development. Young children may experience separation anxiety or behavioral outbursts. School-age children may struggle with focus, stress, or social challenges. Teens may show changes in mood, sleep, or engagement. While many of these changes are a normal part of growing up, they can also signal when additional support may be needed. The good news is that early conversations with a pediatrician can make a difference. A well child visit is a natural time to check in and help children understand that it's okay to talk about how they are feeling. These conversations may also help normalize emotional health as an essential part of routine care. To help support these conversations and preventive care visits, families are encouraged to review their health plan benefits and available resources, as many plans include behavioral health support and programs like child and family behavioral coaching, which may help families navigate everyday emotional and behavioral challenges. The importance of dental and vision care. Don't forget to take advantage of vision and dental benefits to help make sure kiddos are ready to learn. Vision benefits may include annual eye exams that can detect changes in eyesight that may affect learning in the classroom. More than 600,000 children and teens in the U.S. suffer from some form of vision loss. School-based screenings are valuable but may not detect more complex issues. Annual comprehensive eye exams are recommended throughout the school years. Dental benefits may include routine cleanings and exams that help catch concerns before they become more serious. Tooth decay or cavities is one of the most common chronic diseases among children, and many may contribute to missed days at school. Help monitor teeth and gum health with dental exam twice a year. Ensure your children are brushing for 2 minutes twice a day and flossing daily. Don't forget a healthy diet. Proper nutrition is essential when it comes to supporting a child's physical and emotional health, plus their growth and development. That includes meals with a variety of vegetables, whole fruits, grains, dairy, and proteins. It's best to avoid foods high in additional sugar, saturated fats, and sodium. Scheduling a well child visit is simple but important steps that gives families that opportunity to address concerns, support a child's overall well-being throughout the year. Dr. Anna Stonick is the Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare of New England. This was Priya reading Winthrop's and Transcript. Thank you for listening. Thank you.